Where are we going first?
We're going to be going to Queen's College first.
It's pretty busy on the river, Sarah.
Yeah, well, it usually is in summer, and also on weekends it's particularly busy. And the backs is worse because this is where a lot of the inexperienced punters tend to go. So when it's busy, like it is at the moment, you get a lot of crashing punts and lost poles.
Where are we now?
Right, well, we're just about to go under Mathematical Bridge, which spans the river between the new and old bits of Queens. And it's the only wooden bridge on the Cam, as you can see. And it's held together by metal bolts between the bits of wood. Now, there's a bit of a legend about this bridge, which quite a lot of the punters tend to tell the tourists, which is that it was originally built by Newton without any bolts at all, and that the bits of wood, because he designed it so perfectly, just held together without any bolts. And the students took it apart to see how that worked, but then couldn't put it back together again. The engineering department couldn't do it, so they had to rebuild it with bolts in it. But this, sadly, is not true.
Why not?
Because actually the bridge was first built 22 years after Newton was already dead. It was rebuilt twice in Queen's history, but it's always had metal bolts in it.
Anything else special about Queen's?
It's one of the only two colleges in Cambridge which has buildings on either side of the river on its main site. The other one is St John's. And it also has the oldest building on the river, which was built in the 15th century.
And what's its history?
Well, it was founded in 1448 by Margaret of Anjou, who was married to King Henry VI, and then it was refounded in 1456 by the wife of King Edward IV, hence its name, Queen's.
All right, so it's all logical. Was it always a university college? Was there always education going on here then?
Yes, it was founded originally as an educational college, as opposed to quite a lot of the other colleges, which were originally monasteries. Magdalen and Sidney Sussex both started off as monasteries that were then converted for education.